We're here. We just want to mind the Lord this morning, do what God would have us do. And I tell you, we're living in very trying times. And I prayed hard and earnestly about what God would have us to do. And these scriptures have been on my heart, and not exactly sure how the Lord may lead us all upon them. But have some scriptures upon my heart. And I may read in two or three places. The Lord been my helper, but been a lot of things said and done the last few weeks since we've got together out. And but if you got your Bibles, weren't trying to read with us, I'm going to read first of all in the book of Mark, amen, and the 12th chapter, amen, of the book of Mark. If you got your Bibles, weren't trying to read with us, then we may go to Exodus here just in a minute. But in the book of Mark, in the 12th chapter. And I want to start reading about the 28th verse and reading. And this has been on my heart ever since we, for the last three or four weeks. But he said this morning in Mark chapter 12 and verse 28, he said, and one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together, said, and perceiving that he had answered them well, see, they had questioned the Lord. They'd been asking the Lord all sorts of questions. They'd just been trying him and questioning him about this thing and that thing and hypothetical questions. And we see a lot of hypothetical things asked today. Amen. And I was talking to a young man that works for me there, and this asked him just a week ago, right down here in Oakland County, right down here, some of the a couple lawyers are talking to him and that he's talked with and everything. He's talking about abortion, asked him about all kinds of hypothetical questions and everything. Said, what if a baby is born and its heart was outside of its body? And amen. And everything. Said, would you want that baby to be born? He said, well, said, I think it has a right to life. And I said, well, what if its mind, if its brain was in three different parts? Amen. Would you want it to be born then? And I thought, he said, yes, and that child has a right to life. And just asking, I thought, boy, that's awful hypothetical question. But I got to study just a little bit more about what he was telling me. And I thought, you know, that sounds just like about a whole lot of people in the days and time in which we live. Amen. Their heart is just outside of them. And their mind is about three different areas.
Yeah, come on.
That's just about where we're at this day and time.
Yeah,
amen. That's what I thought of this morning. But they're asking the Lord all kinds of hypothetical questions right here. Amen. And they asked him, said, which is a first commandment? Which is the first commandment of all? What is the greatest commandment? Amen. Of them all. And Jesus answered him. Amen. He said, the first commandment. First of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord this morning.
Amen.
I want you to notice that real carefully. It said, the Lord our God, amen, is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and there is none other commandment greater than these this morning. Amen. But the Lord said the first commandment, amen, the first commandment this morning said, thou shalt, amen, said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord this morning. Amen. Said, the Bible said there ain't but one Lord and one faith, amen, and one baptism, amen, this morning. I thought about a man that stood up and prayed there over the Congress there, 119th of Congress this morning, the meeting that they had, and he prayed, and he, amen, he ended up his prayer and said, amen, and a woman this morning. I thought, my goodness, amen, everybody got all upset. Amen about it, rightfully so this morning, but I thought, you know, I listened to that prayer, amen, and the things that he is saying this morning, and amen, and you know, it wasn't the amen and the a woman that, if that was bad enough, that was just sort of the little bit of the symptoms of what the real cause was, amen, but you know, he said, the monolithic God, amen, and brought one God. Amen. And His name is Jesus this morning. Amen. I want to turn this morning to the book of Exodus. Amen. Just for a few minutes of time. Amen. And in the book of Exodus this morning. Amen. And the third chapter. And I know I preached about Moses here a few weeks ago. And amen. And God had this on my heart. Amen. As well. Amen. And I'm going to just mind the Lord with it today. But in Exodus chapter 3 and in verse 10, this is Moses. Amen. When he was a amen. The Lord is calling Moses. Amen. God was calling Moses to a work. God has called us to a work this morning. I feel like Derek this morning. And amen, Brother Donald. Amen. You know, we look around to see what maybe the problem might be. Amen. We don't need to look no further than what we are this morning. What's with us this morning? What can we do? What little bit can I do? What little bit, amen, can be done? Lord, is there a way that I can go? Is there a way, amen, that I can do this morning? Is there something, amen, that I can do this morning? Amen. You know, the Bible says, and I was talking to my Aunt Jenny, and I said, you know, we was talking this past week, and I said, you know, it was talking about the thing that's happening. Amen. People passing away around us. And amen. In Isaiah, amen, the Bible says in Isaiah, said, you know, the year that King Uzziah died, amen, he said, I saw the Lord. High and lifted up this morning. Amen. I tell you, we need to see the Lord high and lifted up. Yeah. Folks need to see the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. But how many people have to pass away before we see the Lord high and lifted up this morning? How many people have to pass before we see that? Before we see that God is the answer this morning. Amen. You know, and I've studied a lot about and thought a lot about, amen, things. You know, God, amen, is a righteous God. He is a just God this morning. And, amen, the Bible says He won't even allow us to be tempted above that we're able to bear. Amen, but what He don't make a way of escape this morning. But you know, sometimes I think the Lord may just draw back. Amen, and just say, you know, and let the hedge down. I believe in this world, amen, the hedge has been let down. The folks' faith, amen, is being tried. They're going to see, amen, of just what sort it is this morning. You know what I want to do? Robbie Miller, I want to measure up. I can't tell what anybody else might do. Amen, or what they might go today. But we can do what we can do this morning. Amen. I can do what Robbie can do. Amen. Now, I want to measure up today. Amen. I want to measure up to what God, amen, would have us do this morning. I want Robbie to measure up. Boy, I come so short. And I pray to the Lord. Amen. All the time. I was laying in bed the other morning. Amen. I heard Adrian Rogers preaching, and amen, have a radio. I've got my radio set on Christian radio there at Jamestown. Amen. And he said, you know, said we have an advocate with the Father. He began to preach about us having an advocate with the Father. Said when you have an advocate with the Father, amen, it is as though that you've never done anything wrong. Amen. When we have an advocate with the Father, you know what we need to do as God's people? We need to have a few advocates every now and then. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is our advocate today. Amen. Yeah. That's another message. Amen. But I want to read right here. Amen. I want to read right here. Amen. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 10, he said, and this is Moses coming out. Amen. God called Moses out. He said, come now therefore. Amen. I pray. He said, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. Amen. That thou mayest bring forth the my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Amen. That was a big task. Amen. He is asking him to do. Amen. But God had a job for him to do. God said, you know, I'm going to equip you. I'm going to make you ready. Amen. God said, I've called you. Amen. And Lord, I tell you, this was the biggest leaders of the whole world at that given time. Amen. God said, I'm going to send you, Moses. Moses said, who and gold this morning. Amen. Who am I? Moses said. Amen. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah. Amen. He said this morning, Moses said unto him, said, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, said, I will be with thee. Amen. This is the Lord talking to him. Certainly I will be with thee, if this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee, when thou hast brought forth the people of people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain, he said. Amen. Upon this mountain, Moses. Amen. Where the burning bush was. Amen. Where I commanded you. Amen. Mount Moriah. Amen. That you should. Amen. That you should come back here. Said, I want you to come back here. Amen. This will be a sign to you. I want you to come back to the place. Amen. Where I am. I want you to come back. Yeah. Amen. I want you to bring the children of Israel back. Moses, to where the place you found me. You know what we need to do this day and time? Amen. We need to lead the people out, Brother Eric, out of the place where we found the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what would help folks this day and time? Amen. If we would point them toward the Lord. Amen. Like Moses. Amen. The Lord told Moses too. Said, you bring them right back here. Amen. That'll be all the sign you need. And you bring them back where you found me at this morning. Amen. You know that's what we need to do. You know what the world needs today. Amen. It needs Jesus this morning. Amen. But you know what we've got in the world this day and time? You know what we've got leading our people? Amen. I mean, dealing with a lot of poisonous doctrine this day and time. They've got us following every God along the way. Amen. They don't even know what to serve anymore. Amen. They don't know what to do. They don't even know who they're praying to.
That's right.
I know who I'm praying to. Moses said, Lord told Moses, said, I want you to bring them back.
Yeah.
Amen. Come back to the place where you found me at. You know what we need this day and time? We need people to be in touch, Brother Marsh, with the Lord. Amen. That know the Lord. Amen. That can point the way to the Lord. Amen. You know, we get back where God is. Amen. Everything will be good this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Everything will be good. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm where God is, ain't you?
Praise
God this morning. Amen. Folks, they need to see it in me and you today. Amen. Someone said, well, who am I? That's what Moses asked. Amen. I've asked the same thing. Yeah, the Lord told me, Brother Exeter, as a young man. Amen. I didn't understand a lot. I was just growing up. Mm-hmm. Amen. The Lord said, I want you to preach. Well, who am I? I can't stand in the shoes of Oliver England and Thomas England. And mm-hmm. I can't stand in the shoes of David Phillips. I can't stand in them men's shoes. Amen. Them men, amen, they know what to do. They've been through many battles. Amen. How could I stand in their shoes? Amen. The Lord said, I want you to go because I've called you. Amen. And I thought, boy, amen, I'd better listen to the Lord. I didn't want to go. Amen. But God said, go. And I was like Paul. I was obedient to the heavenly calling this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I remember when I first went pastoring. Amen. I thought, boy, how do they know? How do they know what to do? How do they know what to, how to conduct the service? How do they know what to not keep? I'm not that. I never could conduct the service, but the Lord can.
Yeah.
Amen. And I thought, how do I know what to do? Amen. And when the time come, Brother Eric, amen, I mean, the Holy Spirit showed me just exactly what I needed to do. He showed me the next step that I need to take. You know, a lot of times we can't see what's
coming. Come on, brother. That's it.
Amen.
Right.
Most of the time we won't. But I can promise you, amen, God will show us each step that we need to make. Amen. Each time we need to make it, amen, by His holy word, God will show us each step we need to make. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Eric, you know, each time we just need to make that step. I mean, each time. Amen. God said, I want you to make this step. Amen. Then I want you to make this step. You know, after a while, them steps will lead home.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We don't know when that time will be. Amen. The Bible said, why should we live our lives in jeopardy every day?
Right.
Amen. Get right with God. tomorrow may hold this morning. Amen. But I know who holds tomorrow. And I thank God I know who holds my hand this morning. Amen. But Moses said, amen, the Lord said, who am I, Lord? Who am I? Who am I? I've been drove out of Egypt. Amen. They don't like me there. Amen. I'm just a shepherd now. I just see about these flock. I just got my life to live. You give me a, amen, and you've been good to me right here. Who am I to go this morning? I'm going to tell you, sometimes God wants us to step out of our comfort zones. Amen. And yeah. Stand up just a little bit for the Lord. Amen. And God do a whole lot with it this morning. Amen. Amen. He told us, well, I want you to go. And I want you to speak to him. The Lord said, I'm going to be with you. Amen. He told us to take that staff in your hand. Amen. Take that staff. You know what that was? Amen. When Moses held it out, amen, it was a rod of God. Mm-hmm. It was the word of the Lord. Amen. Why don't you hold that out? Because it's the word. Amen. It's the word of the Lord. They didn't have a Bible. Amen. Moses didn't have a Bible to go by like we do. Children of Israel didn't have a Bible to go by like we do. They had the stories that was told. Amen. They had the stories that was told to them by their fathers and their father's fathers and their father's fathers. Amen. About how Abraham had believed God. Amen. I had my cousin. We was talking last week. And boy, the devil just been really working her on her mind. And we began to talk. And the Lord set this up for us. And we began to talk. I'm just going to mind the Lord this morning. Amen. Mr. Robbie said the Lord said the devil just really bothers me. I pray all the time. Lord, I'll tell the Lord I'll do this, Lord. And maybe Lord, what would you have me do? Maybe I could do this work. Or maybe I could do that work. Lord, what is it? Maybe I'm not doing enough, Lord. And the devil, you know what the devil's doing? Devil's trying to cumber her down with all them cares about doing and serving. Amen. That's something the devil will do to me and you. Amen. And he'll hinder our, and I want you to listen to me just for a minute. Amen. The devil will hinder mine and your faith. Amen. In doings. Amen.
Amen.
And I said, you know, Casey, I said, let me tell you something. I said, I want you to turn over to Romans chapter 4. I said, let's just read what God's word says about Abraham. I said, Abraham believed God.
That's right.
And it was counted to him for righteousness. Mm-hmm. We can do, I said, there's a lot of religious people. They're giving and they're doing and they're making themselves look really good. Mm-hmm. They're thinking they're really close to the Lord because of what they're giving, maybe what they're doing, and maybe what they're serving. I said, but what it really matters is what we're believing. I said, if we do in what we believe in, you've got to believe first. Amen. You've got to believe first. Amen. You've got to know, amen, the will of God. Amen. And you can do a little bit. Amen. The Lord can do a whole lot with it this morning. It's about what we're believing in, what folks are trusting in, what they're relying on this morning. Amen. If we believe God, the Bible says Abraham believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. Amen. I'm telling you just a little bit in the faith of the Lord, but you've got to have the faith first this morning. Amen. Right. You've got to have the faith first. Amen. It's about trusting God. It's about leaning on the Lord. It's about doing, amen, the will of God, knowing the will of God. Amen. Moses said, who am I? Amen. And he said, I have sent thee. And said that he said, and he said, certainly said, I will be with thee. God talking to Moses. Amen. The Lord talking to Moses said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. And when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, amen. It didn't say if you could bring them out. Amen. He didn't tell Moses, now, if you'll do this just right, amen, if you'll do that just right, amen. He said, believe on me, amen. He said, now, when you bring them out, you'll come to this mountain, amen. He didn't say if you could bring them out, if you're able to bring them out, amen. God said, I'll be going to bring me and you out of Egypt today. Amen. Brother, we're living in trying times. Yep. And I appreciate Brother Donald's testimony this morning. There have been trying times in this world before. Amen. But you know what? This morning, God is still God this morning. Amen. He's still on the throne. He's still, amen, the great I am this morning. He said this morning, Moses said, amen, unto God, behold, amen. He said, when I come, amen, unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, well, what is his name? And they shall, what shall I say unto them? And then God said unto Moses, he said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the I am, amen, has sent me unto you this morning. Amen. He said, I am that I am this morning. And you tell them the great I am has sent you this morning. Folks, I tell you, you're going to look it up. I know it's another message within itself. But you're going to talk about all the things, amen, that Jesus said, amen, that I am. Jesus said, I am the true vine this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Abide in me today. Amen. And my word, abide in you. He said this morning, amen, he said, I am the good shepherd this morning that leads us today. Folks, he is the good shepherd that leads me and you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He is the great I am this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. This morning. He is the great I am. He said, now, amen, when you go, they said, well, let me ask, what is his name? All these other gods have got names this morning. Amen. Brahma is not the name of my God.
Amen.
Allah is not the name of my God. He's not the name of your God. But they're trying to say today, all these gods are the same God. They're not the same God this morning, amen. They're not the same God this morning. Somebody say amen real well.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you folks, if I'm preaching the truth this morning, amen, you tell me about it today.
Amen.
Amen. But they're not the same God this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. I want to look this morning in John, amen, chapter 14. Amen. I know Brother Donald, I thought he may preach this morning. I didn't know. I thought he might just get up and help me with this. And I'm glad that he did. Amen. But I want to read a few verses right here. Amen. John chapter 14. Amen. I done had it marked. Praise the Lord. You don't know most of what it is. Amen. John chapter 14. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God. He said, believe also in me. Amen. Believe in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. The Bible says, trust Him. Amen. Moses had to believe God. Amen. When Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses, he told Moses, I want you to go. You know what Moses did? Amen. Moses said, I believe that the Lord has told me to do this.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe it was God Almighty. If the Lord can do this little old thing right here, I believe He'd be with me this morning. Amen. And you know what Moses did? Moses said, I believe I'll just go this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now I want to back up just a little bit further. Amen. When Moses went, amen, he had that rod. Now this is the power the devil has today. Amen. The devil, don't think for one minute the devil ain't powerful. Don't think for one minute the devil don't carry a good counterfeit, because he does. Amen.
Yeah.
He went before Pharaoh, and then Pharaoh asked him, said, amen. He said, I've come before you. He said that the Lord has sent me, and said, the Lord has told me to let you know. There he was. He didn't have a gun in his hand. He didn't have a sword in his hand. He didn't have a bomb in his hand. Amen. He just had that staff in his hand.
Right.
He had that word in his hand. Amen. He went and stood before Pharaoh. Amen. He said, Pharaoh, God has sent me here and said, and told you to let my people go, that they may go worship me at this mountain. Pharaoh said, who am I? Amen. Who are you to come to me and ask them like that? I'm not going to let them go. I'm the wealthiest in the world. I'm the most powerful in the world. There's no reason I should let them go.
Amen. I'm not going to let them go because I don't want them to go this morning. But God said, amen, Moses, you go. Amen. And said, what do you prove that the Lord has sent you? Amen. And he threw his rod down. Amen. Prove it that it was the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says that rod become a snake, become a serpent, begin to crawl. He said, that's not the magician's trick. We can do that. The devil can copy a lot of things. I mean, the devil is a good mark. I mean, boy, he can play good in church too. Amen. I mean, they can offer prayers to the Congress. They can offer, amen, they can offer church service. They can, they can stand up and sound pretty good when they preach. But they got the real thing this morning.
Amen.
They got what it takes to get you to the other side. Amen. They throw their rod down, here comes a snake too. Amen. But you know what happened? Amen. The Bible says Moses' rod swallowed up their rod.
Mm-hmm.
Moses took that snake up, here come a rod again. He stood there. Amen. This is what God does. This is God that I serve. Amen. Jesus began to talk to him. Amen. Boy, I feel good in the Lord. Feel good in the Lord.
Amen. Bless him.
Amen. Jesus began to talk to him. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You know what? This morning the devil tries to trouble me a lot of times. Amen. He'll try and trouble you a lot of times. Amen. I mean, he'll try to trouble you with good things and even with bad things and anything he can use on you. The devil uses and one of the biggest things, amen, is religion. Yeah. Amen. One of the biggest things is a lot of works. Amen.
That's
the
right.
Devil will try to get you covered down with a lot of works. Amen. And hinder your faith and trust in God this morning. Amen. That's what he does. He'll use anything. Amen. But the Lord said, amen, and I have to ask myself, I have to pray. We have to pray. We have to go to the Lord.
Yeah.
God's looking out after us. Amen. God said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, amen, believe also in me. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, said, I would have told you. Amen. He said, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, said, I will come again. Amen, and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's a promise, amen, Brother Donald. We go to the Lord, amen, and God will keep his promises this morning. Amen, I'll come again. I'll come after you. Amen, he said, whether I go, you know, and he said, the way you, amen, you know this morning. Amen, Thomas said to him, Lord, amen, we don't know whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I like this. I underline it. I am.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I am the way.
I am.
Amen. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father, but by me. Amen. But by me. This one. He said, I am that person. I am. I'm going just a little bit further. Amen. There's another important question here I want to say this morning. He said, if you had known me, you should have known the Father also. Amen. And from his, he said, from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip asked him a question. Thomas asked him a question, then Philip. Philip asked him a question. Philip asked him, Lord, said, show us the Father. If it suffices us, he said, show us the Father. Show us that great I am. Amen. Jesus said to him, said, I have been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us, amen, the Father? Amen. He said, have I not been so long with you? He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Amen. You can't separate them. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, You can't separate them. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If you got one, you've got the rest of them. Amen.
That's right.
If you ain't got one, you haven't got the rest of them. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. I am the truth. I am the life. This morning. Amen. He said, I am the great I am. Amen. It was the Lord's voice. Amen. That roared, amen, on Mount Sinai this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. You love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. But he said, don't let your heart be troubled. Amen. Well, a lot of troublesome times around. Amen. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they're around us. They're around the community. Amen. I mean, they're there. They're there. They're here. Amen. And it's in our country. And it's, I mean, I feel like it's from the top to the bottom. But you know, in it all this morning, amen, I'm glad my soul is at rest. Amen, Lord. I was talking to my cousin. Amen, Casey. Amen. We was talking, and she just crying, talks to us about it. She said, this verse that keeps us, what is this talking about? Amen. We might be cast down, but not forsaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. We might be. Amen. Perplexed, but we're not in despair.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I said, you know, I said, there might be a lot of things come our way. Amen. It may be sickness. It may be sickness. It may be for, amen, how are we going to get this job done? How we can pay our bills? How are we going to keep our lights on if we keep doing this right here? Things don't look really good. Amen. And you may find yourself in situations like that. And I don't care who you are, where you're from, we'll find ourselves in situations. Lord, how are we going to do this? Amen. I said, you know, a lot of folks, I said, amen, will worry. They'll scream. They'll pull their hair out. And they'll say, yeah, and they'll say, where it wits in, what are we going to do this morning? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Amen. We've got a Heavenly Father who can this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And we've got a Heavenly Father who can. Amen. I saw. Wintertime, it gets a little rough, a little tired on me sometimes. It's hard for Brother Derek and them to do a lot of work. There's a lot of work that they're in. And they've got a lot bigger bills than what I do. And I'm sure sometimes they may wonder, what are we going to do right here? But you know what? We might be cast down. Amen. We might be in perplexities, but we're not in despair this morning. You know, I don't know how the Lord might take care of things. But it sure is going to be interesting to see how he does it. Amen. You see where I'm coming from this morning? Amen. I don't know how the Lord may take care of this situation. Amen. But I sure know one thing. Amen. It's sure going to be interesting how the Lord does it. Amen. And I give praise to the Lord. And you know what this morning? When we trust God like that, amen, we can't help but give God thanks and praise for the things he does this morning. We can't help but give him praise. We can't help but give him thanks. Amen. For things that, amen, that's done this morning. Amen. You know what? I'm going to tell you something else. I'll go a little bit further. Amen. Amen. We may be cast down for the Lord. Amen. Amen. God may allow us to come through things that brings us to our knees, but we're not in despair. Amen. Even the Lord, when he punishes you, amen, don't mean that he don't love you. Amen.
Amen.
It means he does love you. You know what he said this morning? He said, amen. He said, if you receive no chastisement, you're none of his.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He said, I chasten those that I love mm-hmm. this morning. Boy, we get whipped from the Lord. Amen. Maybe we said or done something, amen, that wasn't in the will of God. It wasn't pleasing to the Lord. And boy, I mean, we feel the chastisement. I mean, we feel the pain, the hurt from it. And boy, you know, we ought to thank God, amen, because the Lord loves us and brings us, amen, under a godly condemnation.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God this morning. Amen. That he brings you because it lets you know God loves you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad this morning, folks, that I'm trusting the great I am. It's you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad my trust is in him this morning. Amen. I brought you what the Lord put on my heart. Amen. And I, amen. I love him this morning. Love the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm going to say it again. Amen. Let the redeemed of God say so.
That's right.
Let's bow our head this morning, folks.